My mom told me not to talk to strangers on the internet, but I'm glad I didn't listen. We are the Certified Nunas, your sisters in the love of Asian entertainment. I'm Natalia.
And I'm Sky.
And it's just us again. 2 weeks in a row with just the two of us. And we're here with another episode where we watched a drama that no one else wanted to watch. It was just us. Just us wanted to watch it. So we did. And that is Wedding Impossible, which you can watch on
But Vicky. We watched the whole thing.
That's right. Vicky, instead of just the two episodes like last week, we watched all 12 episodes. So, like, we're really... So if you're wondering, like, will there be spoilers? Yes, there will be. So...
However, it's a rom-com, so, yeah.
The spoilers can only be so spoiler, you know? Like, uh-huh.
It's not like shocking revelation.
No. They well, might end up in but... love at the end.
They might end up in love.
Anyway, so let's take you into the world of Wedding Impossible. For anyone who was never going to watch it and just likes listening to us, here's the plot, okay? You have a girl. She's an aspiring actress, but her career not going so great. She's very talented. She has so many, like... certificates and so many random things that might ever help her.
She tries so hard.
She works hard. She'll take any role. She'll do any stunt. But it's just not working out for her. Her best friend is coming back from America. Her best friend, she's been best friends with him since they met in freshman year of high school. When he was getting bullied for being gay, and she was like, he's not gay, he's dating me. And then after that was like, okay, I know you're gay, you're not actually dating me, but I'll be your beard. And so, like, a beautiful friendship was formed, right? So he's been, like, supporting her all these years, and she's been trying to pretend like things are going better than they are for her. And, you know, so she's putting up a front and stuff. So he's back in town, and he goes to meet his family, where you then find out that his family is the super rich Chaebol-y type, but he's not really an illegitimate son. Like, he is and he isn't, but it usually is the father had an affair, but in this one, the mother ran away from the Chaebol. She was, like, the daughter of the conglomerate family, and she ran out on her marriage and, like, lived for several years in hiding with another man and had two children who, at the time that they were discovered, were, like, 7 and 8 years old. So it wasn't...
Yeah, like, they were older. Like,
so they weren't, like, babies. And so the mother had died when they were young, and he and his little brother had gone to live with his grandfather, who is the head of this Chaebol family. And they are treated like garbage in this family. And so he comes back from New York. He leaves his boyfriend in New York and comes back. And then his grandpa's like, okay, enough being a talented artist in New York. You're now going to take over the company for some reason, even though you have absolutely no background or skill in business management. But that doesn't matter for the plot purposes. And in order to make it okay, I'm going to marry you off to, like, the heir of this other conglomerate family, this lovely lady, who's actually very cool lady. And he's like, oh, shit, I can't do that. One, don't want to take over this family. Two, I am a homosexual. I do not want to be in some straight marriage with someone who doesn't know I'm a homosexual. So he calls up his actress friend and is like, I have the role of a lifetime for you, my wife. And she's like,
he did try to extricate himself out of the situation for a while.
Yeah, he didn't
just to be clear,
it
wasn't like
he didn't immediately jump to fake marriage. Like, there was him trying to get out of it, but then when it seemed like his family was not gonna let it go, he was like, shit, I'm gonna call my best friend, who's a talented actress, who I now know things haven't been going well for, and I'm going to pay her to be my wife for a couple of years, and we'll just escape to New York. And since I'm marrying not this conglomerate, I won't be able to take over the company, and it's so great. This is a perfect plan for him. Unfortunately, his little brother has been enacting plans of his own, which actually hinge on the older brother being the puppet CEO of this company that he can secretly run. because he actually is talented at business management and knows everything about the company.
And he's been working, like, from intern on up.
Yeah.
Like, he's been...
Like, he didn't use nepotism. He's been working his way.
Yeah.
And nobody except for, like, his direct superior that's also his secretary, but nobody knows, knows that he's
They're funny.
They're good.
So funny.
They're a good team. So... This younger brother is like, I'm going to ruin this marriage because it's ruining my plans. I was going to let my brother do whatever he wanted while I did all of his work because my grandfather doesn't like me. And ergo decides, I know the perfect way to get rid of this woman. And that is to make her fall in love with me instead. He's good at business. He's not very bright at anything else. I'm going to be honest.
He knows he's pretty. He's pretty.
He knows he's handsome, but he does not understand anything that's going on. He doesn't know the brother's gay. He doesn't know that she's, you know, just doing her friend a favor. And shenanigans in Sue. It was a fun show. I genuinely enjoyed it. I thought it was silly and fun.
I think it's silly and fun, but I do enjoy... I want to say, I think that the characters had a lot more depth than at first glance I would have... There are a lot of dramas similar to this, right? Like, and so I'm not saying that the plot itself was revolutionary by any means, but as far as, like, the types of topics they covered and the weaknesses and the, I guess, internal lives of the characters, they did reveal more of that than a lot of dramas do with this type of a plot. Like, usually it would just be shenanigans the entire time. I feel like there were times that it slowed down on purpose to really give you inner thought life stuff a lot more, which I appreciated.
And I felt like it really fleshed out these characters. Like, every character got... like, you knew a lot about these characters without them just sitting there and saying, I am like this, which happens sometimes in shows.
Where especially, you're just like, especially shows like this. It's like, she is this way.
Yeah. But, like, the show actually, it did show you them doing things instead of just saying, this is who this person is. And for, like, all of the characters, even, like, the smaller little characters.
Yeah, like her friends.
Like her, she has these two actress friends. Like, it shows their personalities with how they interact with people. Like, his family members, like his, you know, the older siblings from the first relationship, the legitimate sibling. Like, it's such a weird situation because you don't really hear about the mom running away and starting a new family.
Yeah, like, because they never just go, we're going to explain to the audience what's going on.
No.
Like, you have to just, like, fill in the blanks kind of as you go.
Like, and then, you know, they show, like, who the grandpa is in, like, very small scenes. They show, like, the main characters, the female characters' entire family. They all have personalities and things going on and, like, plots. Also, it does have the little kid from Young Lady and Gentleman, Sohoo Jin, as her little nephew, and he is so disgustingly cute.
Still adorable.
Oh,
you want him in more scenes.
God, you just want to pinch his little cheeks. He's so cute.
He's also so good. So, like, he's a good little actor, but also, like, he's great at, even when he's not, like, the center of the scene, but he's still on camera, he is so good about, like, paying attention to what's going on that's not him.
Fitting into the scene.
So, like, he's still very engaged and fitting into the scene, like, super well. So good for a little tiny young actor guy.
And, of course, every show needs kind of a villain, and... You know I love a lady villain. You know I love a lady villain. And the oldest sister is just so nasty. I love her. She's so nasty.
And you also have the older brother.
But he's
like
dumb.
Half brother or whatever. And he's stupid.
Yeah. And so,
and
like,
she hates him.
She hates him. And she, like, and what I do love is that she has sort of a grudging respect for the youngest one. Like, she hates the youngest sibling, who's like the main dude, not the gay one, but the younger brother. She hates him, but you can tell there's like a little bit of respect there because She's good. She works hard to get one up on him when she can. You know what I mean? Like, he's not as easy to get around.
Yeah, she knows he's very smart and quick. Like, he doesn't... So, like, we said he was dumb. He's dumb about romance stuff. Mm-hmm. He is not dumb about business stuff. Yeah. He has two sides.
Because he's never put any importance towards romantic relationships whatsoever, because he's been working towards a goal. And his goal was to work his way up in the company, put his brother in the CEO seat, and run everything from behind the wings. That's been his life's goal.
But, like, I so appreciated the way the story was told with that and how they showed flashbacks, whatever. Mm. But it wasn't simply... I mean, he was super young, like 8 or whatever, when he pretty much figured out, I don't fit in my family.
Mm-hmm.
What am I going to do about that? Oh, I better
ingratiate
myself. I pretty much have to work on it. Mm-hmm. So actually very sad. So like from the get go, you're kind of rooting for him to at least not be trampled anymore.
Yeah.
And same thing with the gay brother. Like you want these two to like succeed on some level and not keep struggling.
I thought it was actually really interesting how they showed the differences between like the gay brother and the younger brother, the two brothers, because like the younger brother works really hard to get people to like him and need him. And then the older brother, upon realizing that he didn't have a place in the family, said, well, I don't want one then. And so instead of trying to make himself useful, he just removes himself from the situation. And I did see some like criticism online that I thought was a little unfounded about his character, the gay brother's character, where they were like, oh, like he doesn't take into account other people's feelings and like he's being selfish and stuff. I'm like, he removes himself from situations where he's uncomfortable. That's his characterization, and he does that throughout the entire show. It's a solid character who you understand his motivations. This is a real person you could meet. You know
right,
what I mean?
Like, again, if people want to just watch super idealized characters, there are shows like that. So, like, this is not that show. So, the three main characters that we're talking about, they are not idealized people, really. Like, I mean, yes, moments, because, like, he'll be charming or, you know, that stuff, of course.
Yeah.
But, like, as far as... It's very intentional. They show sadness. They show flaws. And yeah, the way these two are characterized, not like polar opposites, but they both had traumatic upbringing on multiple levels, and their family hated them. Let's just be honest.
Yeah.
How did they react to that? Both of them had to adapt in a certain way, just like you explained. And so like, that is the legitimate way to adapt.
Yeah.
And he's not a jerk.
No, he's not. He's not mean. He's not cruel. He's just trying to protect himself and adding an extra layer to not only not being loved by his family, but being gay in a conservative, society is not ideal for people.
And a Chabal family where that news can affect stock prices. And so like the pressure, hello?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not saying that every moment I was just, like, super happy with his decisions, but that is not the point of the show.
No.
Like, any of them, I wasn't super happy with their decisions.
Story,
it's fine.
A story doesn't exist to have you agree with every character's decisions. A story exists to tell a story about characters being themselves. And I feel like there's been, I don't know if this is a... Like, what's, if this is like a post-COVID thing that I've noticed because I've just started, you know, spending more time noticing it or what. But it feels like people have been really forgetting the purpose of fiction is not to reflect morality and not to reflect your own personal views.
So, like, there are things that are morality plays, essentially.
Yeah.
And if you wish to interact with that stuff...
That's fine.
More power to you. It's just that please do not expect that out of every single piece of fiction, because that is not what's occurring.
Mm. And also, I did see a few... I'm not going to call people out, but, like, a few words like, oh, I couldn't... I had to drop the show because, like, the characters were just so unlikable. And I'm sitting here, I'm like, are we watching the same show? Because they're really not that unlikable, because these characters, and I know we say this a lot about these sort of things, that despite the fact that this is a ridiculous story, okay?
Like, yeah, like, this is not
an over-the-top, this is a larger-than-life, ridiculous, unrealistic contract marriage situation. The people within this story are not people you haven't met in real life. Do you know what I mean?
And I think that's why I really enjoyed it, like, extra because of, again, the depth of the characters and stuff. Like, I really liked that.
Yeah.
And so, like, I find it offensive when people, like, react to that, because it makes me feel like, wow, have you not encountered people like this? Like,
yeah, how small is your circle?
I wish to emphasize we are all flawed humans. Like, I don't really know.
Mm-hmm.
Introspection. We need to use it. I'm not sure.
It's like every single person makes selfish decisions. Every single person makes mistakes. Every single person does the wrong thing. Every single person either accidentally or purposefully hurts other people every once in a while. It doesn't actually make you the worst person who's ever lived in the world. It just makes you a person. And the point is to grow and become a better person by learning from said mistakes and foibles that you do. And if you're watching a show that has flawed, really flawed characters, maybe that's what's, you know, just keep, you know, that could be the end point, is they realize the errors of their ways. Even like the nasty, nasty oldest sister, like, she realizes she fucked up by the end of the show. Like
again, super unrealistic, because
absolutely.
Like, nothing, a lot of these happened. People, it's like, oh, they wouldn't change. Like, a lot of these people, like, would not be changing.
Like,
they would still be just trucking all along. Like,
like the grandpa character, there's no way he would have ended up in real life that a guy that rich and that awful would suddenly have a change of heart about his gay grandson. You know what I mean? Like, he would be trying to hide the fact that he's gay, like, even more.
and even... Because, okay, I binged this in chunks this week. And so I will say, when you watch it all together, pretty close, I have two criticisms, but, like, the main one would be, it's the grandpa character. Like, I'm not saying it's a bad character.
No.
But the way he's pretty much like, yeah, I pretty much was horrific to you two when you were younger. And suddenly, I am trying to force you to take over. It doesn't really make logical sense. No. Like, and I usually don't try to apply logic to, like, Chable shenanigans. You just go, okay, whatever, and you just kind of roll with it, right? But, like, it's because they discussed it so much. It wasn't just a here and there thing. It was such a crux of what was happening. It didn't really make logical sense that he was like, no, like, he has to take over the company. He never explained why, really. Did you find that odd?
I did find it odd, but I sort of, like, it. I thought that it was, like, the way I interpreted his character was that he was doing it out of guilt because he blamed himself for his daughter's death. And clearly, his daughter loved these two kids enough to not even ever return home. And in her last moments, instead of asking for her own life to be saved, she begged him to save her son.
Yeah.
And which he did. And so that I understand why he was never close with the son, because, you know, even though he's an adult and knows, you know, intellectually, this
I followed 7-year all
old. Yeah, like, yeah. But, like, so the way I interpreted it was that he was like, okay, well, since I blame myself for her death for, you know, and have been blaming them my whole life, I'm going to make it up to them by making him the CEO, and then not understanding that, hey, fuck you, grandpa, I don't want to be this, I'm a painter, how the hell am I going, like, to run, like,
they're adults now, they're adults now, and he has a career, and then it's like, no, you must come do this. But he's then, like, I mean, I also understood the messaging, too, of, like, he was pretty much trying to give him power, because he knew he was gay, like, like, the grandpa knew, that the grandson was gay, and so, like, but didn't tell him that he knew, instead had photographer, anyway.
Making this whole thing Just, you could have just been honest with your grandson. That would have solved a lot of problems.
So instead, I will heavily hint that maybe you want power to, like, protect yourself. Which, like, maybe if you sat down and had a discussion, he would be more willing to maybe at least partake in the company. But if you don't say anything, and he's not interested.
Or if you sat down with him and said, this is why I'm doing it. You say, you listen to him say, Gramps, I live in New York City. No one cares that I'm gay. And then that's the end of the story. And everyone goes back to their lives. And then we all just have a good day. But no, no, no. We have to do this ridiculous marriage plot. Which, like, the more you think about it, the fact that the grandpa knew he was gay the whole time is, like, really mean to the poor girl. No, to the poor girl.
Yeah, in particular.
That he was going to set him up with. And she's actually a cool character. So it's just like...
And then at the end... Oh, which girl? Like, are you talking the Chaebol girl? Yeah, or are you talking, like, our main girl?
No, no, no. Okay. The Chaebol girl. That he was like, you're going to marry this Chaebol girl. And... or Chaewon, her name is in the show.
Yeah.
You're going to marry Chaewon and everything's going to be fine. But Chaewon's in love with the younger brother. The younger brother doesn't realize this because he's just... on his own realm of existence.
I want to go on a limb and say he is very demisexual. Like, there's some serious, like,
very much so.
Nothing wrong with that. Like,
No.
He does not pick up romantic cues. Like, he was not understanding at all.
Nope.
He was even experiencing some attraction, like, with He had some attraction, but he still, like, just wasn't clocking it because, yeah, like, it's just not
important.
His...
It's not important. Yeah. So he's pushed it aside.
So, like, I think he's at least somewhere over there on that. And I appreciated that. Like, that was, it was,
yeah. And it's just, so he's like, it's not interesting to me and it's not necessary for my plan. So I'm not going to put any thought into it. But she's, like, cool. Like, this is what I like. I liked her character because, like, later on in the show, she, like, confronts, like, the main girl after, like, there's this whole thing where everyone finds out that, you know, the little brother and the actress lady, or Ah Jung and Ji-han, are into each other and get caught, okay? And she's, like, you know, chatting with her, and she's being real cool about the whole situation. Like, she could have been like, you hussy, but instead was like, that doesn't seem like something you do from the first thing. Like, you wouldn't try to hurt these two brothers from, like, what I know about you. Like,
I appreciated her character.
Yeah, she was willing to befriend her rival, like, air quotes rival, which I was like, this lady's a cool lady. And you know what? She was rewarded with one of the greatest cameos. That's right. She ends up with Kim Bum. Don't worry about it. She's fine.
Don't you worry about
okay?
her.
She's fine. She ain't got nothing to worry about. That was cute.
That was so funny. That was cute. Yeah. All the cameos are so fun in this show.
I saw the behind the scenes, like, with Kim Bum, the director was like, hey, like, all of your fans want you to do more rom-coms. And he was like, it's easier killing people. He's like, I have an easier time killing people than being romantic. Like, we're good. Thank you. No thanks. He's like, this face for murder. Don't worry about it. I like that energy.
And I loved the main, like, the main girl, the not a John character, because she... Okay. A lot of these types of shows... She would have been a surface level, quirky, cute, and that was pretty much all you would get out of the character, right? And then, of course, poor. Like, that would have been, like, poor and plucky. Like, that would have been all.
Which is
fine. And
again,
I am not pooping on those shows. There are some super cute shows like that.
We enjoy ourselves. We enjoy those shows. We do.
But I really appreciated the constant complexity of her character, because, and, like, how they didn't just make her into, like, oh... she lies a lot because she's an actress, or, you know, like, they really didn't fall into any of the typical stereotypes they do sometimes. And so, like, she always had a lot of depth to a lot of her decision making, and it wasn't always just, I am always going to sacrifice myself for others. It wasn't always just, I'm going to fall. Like, it was always a lot of levels with what she was up to. She felt like a real person. Like, I really liked that about her.
Yeah. And even, like, her family, though her family was mostly there for comedic relief type situations. Like, yeah. even the small amount of time you spend, like, with her family, because she lives with her mother and her father, her sister and her sister's husband, and her nephew. And, like, every single one of them had a distinct personality that remained throughout the entire show. There was a very, very funny scene where they are meeting for, like, the pre-wedding family dinner, you know, that they have. And so her and the older brother are getting together to, like, strategize. And so he's like, oh, like, she's like, I'm really worried about my brother-in-law. And he's like, oh, like, because he's, you know, he's unemployed, like, because he's writing a novel. And she's like, oh, no, not because of that. I'm worried about what he'll say to other people because he's savage. And then, like, proceeds to, that was.
I loved how they showed that entire scene because, yeah. Like, pretty much. During the strategy meeting, they'd be discussing, like, well, this is probably what so-and-so is going to do. And then they would cut to...
them doing exactly yep, that.
What was happening.
And then, oh,
that was good.
It was really good. And, like, the dad was played by Kim Kwang-gyu, who's so fun.
He's so funny.
His motivation was he just wanted a hair implant because he's bald. And then he retains that motivation through the entirety of the show until in the final scene where everyone's having a good time. Look who's got a beautiful toupee because the actor is bald in real life. But look who they put a beautiful lace front on to give him just a full head of hair. It's a fun show that I feel like a lot of people are really turned off of the premise because it's not what they're expecting in a marriage contract, and are also turned off by the fact that these aren't idealized versions of people. These, like, every single character on the show can be nasty. Every single person on the show makes dumb mistakes and screws up, like, every single one. And so there's no, like, except for maybe the little kid. The little kid is
I think it's still super soft. So, like,
it is.
Even a lot of the, like, maybe someone's selfish a bit or mm-hmm. whatever, but it's really just, like, normal levels yeah. of selfish. It's nothing horrifically toxic or manipulative. Like, I'm not talking about the Chabel stuff. Like, yeah. the main characters we're talking, the main three. There's nothing, like, super out of pocket that ever happens because they all three really
mm-hmm.
love each other, like, as far as they do want the best for everybody. Yeah. And so, like, yes, feelings get hurt and stuff, and they betray each other, but it's really not like they're gonna send them off on a boat or something. Like, it's nothing insane.
No, it's there's no murderous intent behind anyone. Like, it's not over nothing's over the top. Like, there's nothing, there is, like, a villain. Okay, this was the other thing I saw, where people were very upset that the gay guy has, like, a stalkery ex. And people were like, oh, of course you make, like, the gay guy a creepy stalker. I'm like, yeah, he's a creepy stalker, but he's not even the worst person on this show.
And they just wanted to do, like, a red herring situation, yeah, like they always do.
And, you know, gay people can be stalkers, too. Like, the main...
equal dude, opportunity stalking.
Yeah. One of the main three guys is gay, and he's not a creepy stalker. Like, so don't think that's only negative representation. He's a pretty good guy. So, you know, so I think, like, people, I don't know, maybe there's, like, a, like, people really seem to just, like, want to jump on anything they perceive as negative these days. I don't know what it is.
And it's not just, it is, to be clear, like, I've seen it across other, it's not just, fandoms. Like, Asian drama yeah. watching, it's within books, it's within a lot of things.
Video games, it's within,
yeah,
Western TV.
Pretty much any narrative story type yeah. thing, you're going to start. It's a big deal these days.
Like, yeah, it's I don't know if, like, what's
everything's
to be
very
done.
Polarizing.
Yeah,
whenever, like, it's not a polarizing issue.
Yeah, like the, which, like, is so strange that I saw such, like, strong emotions about this show that does not warrant having any sort of, like, strong right, like, particular feelings about it. It's fine.
You know,
if you watch
the first two episodes and then you kind of figure out, oh, these are kind of like character studies, essentially. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
The whole show is kind of character studies. If that's not your jam, that's totally fine. There are way more contract marriages where you're just going to get plucky little girl doing her shenanigans. Like, there's a lot of stuff like that. I just really appreciated, like, the depth of characters. Like,
me too. I thought it was, like, I thought that the writing was absolutely fantastic.
I was going to look up who.
There were two script writers. Ohi Wan, who this is their only thing that they have listed. And then Park Sol Ki, who also wrote Top Management.
Top Management.
And Pung Jozan's Psychiatrist, which I still haven't seen, though I have meant to
watch. I haven't
seen that one. But Top Management is is a good one.
Is very funny. Top Management is very funny.
And then the director did Doom at Your Service. And Search WWW.
That's how we got some of our actors.
Yeah. But it does have, like, I can see that being the same directorial style. Like, they're
definitely, like, the Chabel stuff. I'm not saying it feels exactly like Search WWW, but like, the business aspect, like, I can see, especially with women, like, powerful women.
Mm-hmm.
Not, again, not that that was the emphasis, but the fact that we got to see powerful women doing some stuff.
Yeah. There was a lot. There was a lot of, like, good, like, a variety of different types of women in this show. Because I will say there are a lot of shows where you're like, okay, you get the, you know, the virgin and the whore. Those are the two, you know, those
you
are like the
ex,
two. You
the
get
current
evil,
girlfriend, and that's
you get. Yeah, you get evil girl or good girl, and that's it. But here it's just like everyone's just like it's just people with different personalities who react to things in different ways, and you know, like.
I find it so interesting that people got polarized by this show because
I think everyone was still
very much on the super nice side of like any of these personalities. They all had different personalities,
like,
but they were still like ultimately very sweet. Even the Chabel people, again, they get like redemptive arcs that probably some of them totally do not
deserve.
Like, the whole thing.
But it's like. It didn't seem like a particular, like, I saw, like, you know, I'm not going to say I saw hundreds of things, but I saw, like, at least 10, and I wasn't even looking, of people being, like, when it first started coming up, being like, oh, these characters are so unlikable, and I'm sitting here, like, are they? Okay, if you say so, but, like, I'm not experiencing that.
I want people to realize when they say things like that, like, especially if these people are kind of reflecting like normal people, all normal people that are just seeing these like as normal characters, it's like, wow, like, I guess you would think I'm like a real jerk then.
Yeah.
I'm
an asshole too. Like I've never been told that I am one, but I guess to you I am, like, cause I'm just a normal person who makes very understandable mistakes in my life. But I think it is.
Yeah, like, were questionable decisions made? Sure. But, like, again, I felt like they all made sense within the characters. I don't think that anybody really jumped the shark. I think some of the Chabel stuff jumped the shark. That's fine. Like, again, like, typical. Like, that's
it's not outside the realm of what we're used to.
It's like, oh, of course, Grandpa's kind of cute. Like, sure. Like, just kind of move on from the fact that he totally traumatized the children. But it's fine. Whatever. But, like, I don't know. So, like, we haven't really talked about little brother main guy much. Mm. The Lee Ji... Oh, my goodness. I clicked something. Sorry. Lee Ji-han. So, like, I could... Definitely when you're binging it, the back and forth on the relationship stuff is very back and forthy. Like, if you're binging, it's like, whoa... There's a lot of push and pull going on, which is fine. I found it enjoyable, but I think if I had broken it up just a little bit more, I would have found it a little bit more enjoyable if you get little breaks from it. If you watch like 5 episodes in a row, it's like, we are back and forth again.
Yeah, since I watched it as it was airing, I feel like I experienced that less with the week break between...
Yes.
You know, each one, it's one of those situations.
I suggested in chunks, like, and it doesn't have to be just two, but like, if you're watching 5-6 episodes in a row, especially the middle of it, it's like, wow, we are push and pull some more, which again, none of it was super extreme. So it didn't make me super tired.
No.
Of it. again, the characters still laugh a lot, still have a lot, they're very charming characters, in my opinion. Like, so I still enjoyed it, because to me, even when they would be, like, at odds with each other, because they were very antagonistic at times, but even then, they would still do something sweet, like, here's an umbrella, or whatever.
Yeah.
To where they're still taking care of each other, even though they're being antagonistic, and it was totally, like, everything was very safe, in my opinion, so it was fine.
Yeah, there wasn't...
It never felt like, I'm gonna leave you in a precarious situation or some toxic thing. It really was not
like,
that
like, there wasn't any sort of, like, there wasn't any violence in it. There wasn't any questionable, like, for those who are really against, like, weird, you know, consent stuff. None of that. Like, it was all very above board. Like, you know, he's kind of... Listen, the little brother starts out as a bit of a jerk, but, like... She is nonplussed by him. What I love about it is
she's not phased. She doesn't
care. She's not phased by any of the nonsense he does because she doesn't care. Like, she's just like, what are we doing here? Like,
and he's kind of applied his rich people rules to her, and she's just like, what are you talking about? I do not care about whatever you're saying. Like,
yeah. And the best part is any time that he perceives that, like, wait, I've gone too far, like, he's the one who immediately is like, okay, I gotta fix this problem that I myself have made. So, like, that's a constant character thing that he does.
And again, since I binged it, I kind of felt like, if you're into apologies, this is the show for you. Because... All the main three. Once they figure out, and I'm not saying it's always immediate. Sometimes it is immediate. Mm-hmm. Like, in the moment, sometimes they're like, dude, I went too far. I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. But other times it really is, they have to go think about it and, like, kind of fix themselves a bit. And then they give me a couple days and then they come back and they're like, no, I'm sincerely sorry that I screwed up that bad. And it's not that just happens a couple times. Like, it's... Again, when you're binging, it's more noticeable that, like... But I enjoyed it because it showed that they were growing. And again, it was because they all three loved each other. And so they were trying to take care of each other and repair...
The damage
constantly
they've
keep
done.
Their relationship in good status, essentially. So, to me, it was realistic for...
Real relationships.
That is what people have to do. Right. So I appreciated all that. I thought, but I did notice, I was like, ooh, apology. Because there's a lot of shows, like, especially Chables, man, like, they get away with lots of stuff and they barely eke out. Usually they don't even apologize. They'll just be like, here's a purse or what, you know, they get away with a lot of stuff sometimes because they're cute or really hot.
Or rich.
And then they just, and rich.
Here's what I
your
liked
pool
about this
or
one
whatever.
Is like, what these, like, the two oldest siblings who... The legitimate siblings, as it were, of the main two. The stuff that they did, it wasn't, like, illegal. Like, because a lot of times in these shows, like, these rich people will be getting away with illegal shit.
Literal murder.
Like, literal, just awful stuff. But it's just, like, this is just, like, they're basically just fucking with each other using the press. Like, that's what
the press,
they're doing.
Like, legitimate press, and then, like, kind of PI stuff,
like troll stuff. Like, so they're not doing crimes. They're just being assholes. Which is, like, it's bizarrely refreshing, where it's like, oh, you didn't murder anyone.
Yeah, like...
Okay, cool.
Awesome. And so that's why, like, I felt like it was a very inoffensive show, because, like, I thought it was pretty safe the entire time.
Yeah.
I will say, for a while, I wondered if Grandpa did something amiss. The way they kept being like, what happened to the mom? He's keeping this under wraps. I'm like, what did happen? Did Grandpa do something?
Yeah.
Grandpa did nothing, except for he initially feels guilty about covering things up. It's like, okay, then fix it. Like, what's the issue? Whatever.
It's fine. I did find it very cute, as a little aside, that in the last episode, the main character is seen filming a drama, and the director of the drama, like, the actor playing the director, is actually her boyfriend in real life, who is a director.
Aww.
Yeah, he directed Ballerina, which she also starred in. Yeah.
Okay, I wondered where I recognized her from.
Very different role.
I watched Ballerina, so that would be what I recognize her from. Yeah, very different roles. Hmm. I do recommend Ballerina, but only if you can handle...
Violence.
A lot of violence and a lot of sexual assault. Like, those are my two warnings. I do really recommend it, though, for people who think they can hack that. Because it's really cool, like, the way it's filmed and stuff.
I thought that the main three characters, like, the actors playing them, were all so delightful. They did, like, a really, really, really good job. I hadn't really seen them in a lot of other things. Like, I hadn't seen the main dude, like, the youngest brother, in anything before. I thought he did a really great job. And I have seen, like, a few things that Kim Do-won, who played the gay brother, was in, but, like, not a huge amount of things. And he hasn't really been... You know, I did enjoy My Roommate as a Gummy Hill. But, as a little funny aside, this is not related to the drama, except tangentially, but I think people would really enjoy this. So the main dude, the youngest brother, also starred in Duty After School, okay? And so when you go on Viki, like, they were really pushing Wedding Impossible. Okay, Viki was like, watch Wedding Impossible, Wedding Impossible, you gotta watch Wedding Impossible, Wedding Impossible. And then down below, they would have a more like Wedding Impossible. And when I
Duty
tell
After
you,
School?
No, when I tell you the cast of, like, the list of stuff that they had in like Wedding Impossible was the most unhinged collection of dramas that I'm like, just because
they
he
were
stars
in
both does not mean Duty After School is like Wedding Impossible. Let's see if it's still there, because like there were some other ones that I was like, what are we doing here? That I was like, what do you mean this is like Wedding Impossible? Like, a lot of them were, it was the most I'm telling you, it was the most unhinged list. I'm not seeing it now, of course I can't even justify what I'm saying, but yeah, I was just like, what do you mean? Like, it was a list of just the least related. Oh, here it is. Okay, Young Lady and Gentleman, apparently like Wedding Impossible.
As far as what connects them, the small child.
Yeah. And anything that possibly mentioned getting married is on this list. So they have Park's Marriage Contract. That's nothing like this. They have the Japanese show Marry Me. That's not like this. It's maybe, but not really. Not like this at all. It has, for some reason, the movie Burning. That's not like this.
what are you talking about? I want to know why that's there. Someone has to tell me why that one is there.
Like, they have Her Private Life. Maybe, like, there's a gay plot, kind of, in that. Like, okay. Personal Taste, the Lee Min Ho drama? That one I can kind of see.
Okay, well, because how many main lead is gay K-dramas do we have? We do not have many to pick from, therefore that ends up
even
there.
Even though he's... I don't know if I should say anything about a drama... From what year was this drama from? From 2010. If me giving away some real choice information about a drama from 14 years ago is good. Anyway, I was just looking at this list like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about, Viki? Viki, what are we doing? But just when I saw Duty After School, I was like, the only way it's like Wedding Impossible is that they star the same person.
Well, and what's unfortunate is people will click, like, they will assume that Viki knows what they're doing about that suggestion. It's like, no, don't trust that.
No, they don't. Viki, listen, Viki, we love you-ish. but y'all never know what you're doing over there. Like, the decisions that are made at Viki is wild to me.
Still doing... still doing bad ratings on gay content.
Yeah, so if it's a BL for some reason, at one point, Mr. Hart, the most G-rated BL ever conceived, was rated R. It's not anymore. But at one point it was.
Newer ones have been.
Yeah, like, and some of them are justified.
Yeah,
like,
some of them.
Some of them, like, yeah, Love in the Air, that's R, okay? That's R, all right? I'll admit it. But, like, some of them, I'm like, come on. Like, they barely smooch. Like, if you ain't seeing a buttock, don't be rating this R. You know what I mean? It's PG-13 at best. Let's be honest. They constantly put out video spoilers on social media. For shows that are not subbed yet. And this has been, like, an ongoing problem that Vicky has had. And also, they're, like, related, like, if you like this, check out this, is nonsense. Like, their related content filter is actually unhinged. And it always is. Like, it never is not unhinged. And I was just sitting here like, what? Like, why?
Like, sometimes we can tell offhand just because we discuss a lot of these, but, like, a lot of people aren't going to know. And they're just going to assume, okay, blah, blah, blah. And then,
yeah.
Be disappointed.
Like, I can just imagine, like, my mom, who I personally curate my mother's K-drama watching, okay? like, if my mom was on here and it was like, oh, you like jugglers? Check this out. And it would probably be the most unhinged revenge drama that she would be like, I didn't like that at all. Like, just like, yeah, I know.
I watched the whole thing because I kept waiting on it to be the same, like, and it was never the same.
And it's like, I kept waiting for it to be like Jugglers, but it just wasn't. Like, Troy Daniel wasn't even there. And it's just like, yeah. It's like, it would like being, no, see, it would like, this is like if she watched Jugglers and then it said, oh, you like Jugglers? Watch Ghost Detective. That's how unhinged, more like Jugglers. Ghost Detective. You know what's not like Jugglers? A ghost detective. So it's just like, I'm like, Vicky, what are we doing?
Just because it has the same person, which it should be like from the cast of, like, more from the cast of
more
this.
From the cast, like, and then, like, it's, or just be like,
not the same genre.
More Marriage Contract, and then it's just like, oh, okay. Then things like Love in Contract, and you know, She and Her Perfect Husband. Then that makes sense, you know. Like, then it's like, ah, okay. We're there's a common theme to these, but it's just like, it's not. They're not like. What are you talking about? None of these are like this. Anyway, it's fine. There were a few that, like, yeah, sure, if you liked Wedding Impossible, you'd probably like Cute Programmer. Okay? That's fair. All right? But, like, get it together. Get it together.
So I think that one thing that I noticed in the show that I thought the show was kind of so the overall plot, predictable. Mm-hmm. But as far as, again, since a lot of it was kind of, like, character, like, it was all just kind of the main three characters, like, and their relationships thereof. I enjoyed how inconsistent they were. Like, you couldn't predict.
Mm.
So, since they all love each other so much, and they do respect each other so much, if they're promising each other something, you don't know if they're going to be keeping that or not.
Yeah.
Because it was never always the same. Like, they always had reasons and stuff, but as far as just because someone was being sincere and promising, like, you know, like, I wouldn't do that. Then, like, because of circumstances, a few scenes later, they are doing the thing they said they would not do.
Yep.
Like, or, of course, you would think, oh, they're not going to have a press conference and, like, do that. Nope, they do that. Like, so I appreciated that just because, again, like, circumstances change. People have to still go do a thing. And it was surprising at times, like, as far as how it would unravel, because you would be not expected quite often.
This is definitely a character-driven show, not a plot-driven show. Like, the plot is there purely as vehicles for character growth. And this is, like, a thing that happens that I feel like there's people who prefer plot-driven shows and people who prefer character-driven shows. And then sometimes maybe they'll think they're about to watch a plot-driven show, and then it's like, oh, surprise! characters. So go into that, like, knowing that, yeah, this is, the plot of this is actually, like, incidental to how the real joy of the show is watching character growth and self-discovery of these characters.
Because even you could say, like, is there noble idiocy? Sure.
Sure.
But that's actually not the point of the noble idiocy. Like, none of it was really the point of what was even occurring, even those episodes. It was always just, like, how the people were growing and every single little choice they were making on a personal level. And it wasn't simply relationship choice stuff. It would be how they understood the situation, how they were going to handle grief, how they were going to handle anything, like, day-to-day life. And again, so that's why it's like, it's all about the characters, man. And I really enjoyed that aspect of it.
It was a fun show.
And it's not that it's just dramas do that, like, books can, I mean, some stories are just more character-driven things. And some people don't like, if you just want plot, totally get that. And there is plot. There is plot. But it's not really...
It's sort of how the scales balance. Like, some, like, there can be shows that are perfectly balanced on plot and character. But most shows, it's like, they lean more towards one or the other. And this one definitely leans more towards characters.
I think it's, especially since they're longer episodes, like, when I say longer, can be more than an hour sometimes. It's because they wanted the time to explore the characters. It's not because they were giving you... They were not filler. Shoving way more plot in that. It was because they took the time, they slowed down, and they wanted to show you the rain dripping off of the umbrella for an extra 20 seconds. Like, it's... That's the way they did it. So, I also... I liked how... I like seeing characters that are actors and actresses in the show. Because you get to see them in different little costumes and doing little fun things like that. So I appreciated her...
Yeah.
Like, her action scenes that she did in that one, like...
That looked cool.
That was awesome. Like, I wanted to watch that drama. I was like, yeah.
Yeah. It's a really good show. I really enjoyed it. I think that a lot of people would probably enjoy it if they gave it a chance and looked past their own, like, preconceived notions of what they think the show is.
Know that it's a character-driven show to begin with. And if you're not feeling character-driven in that moment, if you're wanting... I don't even think it was, like, you had to have your brain fully engaged to watch it. I still think it was an easy watch, in my opinion. Because, again, I still think it was soft. I think it was... The stakes didn't ever feel super high. Sometimes, I guess, because of the Chaebol stuff.
Yeah.
What do you think of the stakes?
The stakes were only ever high on a personal level. They weren't, like... There wasn't, like, a threat of death or violence or anything like that from these stakes. It was mostly just... People's relationships were at stake. Like, their interpersonal stakes were there, but the, like, grander scheme stakes were not. Because those grander scheme stakes had all taken place in the past. Like, the mom was already dead in the past. There wasn't, like, a stake of, like, oh, well, have the, you know, someone's life is in danger. Like, you know, it was...
I think even the relationship stakes happened in slow motion to me, because it was, everything would build up. It wasn't simply a, I mean, every once in a while there was, like, a sudden thing, but most of it was very building and stuff like that. And the reality is, because the three characters trust each other to a point, like, that was always a background, in my opinion. Even if something happened, to be like, but I trust you to a point, so, like, what is going on? Explain it to me.
Yeah.
The levels of communication I appreciated, because, like, sometimes they would screw up and not communicate enough, and then it would pretty much be like, my bad, I should have told you. That's what a lot of this show
That's
is.
That's on me.
My that bad, I should have told you.
And now I won't in the future.
That was the moral of the story, honestly.
Communication is good.
And personal growth. Work on yourself, man.
It's a fun show, and I think people should check it out.
Yeah. 12 episodes, man.
It's not a long one, so not as long as it could be. Yeah.
And I do want to say, there were a couple of the episodes that had little epilogues, but not most of them. No, so, like, you have to be careful. Don't assume that a couple of them had important little epilogues to, like, help you understand a few more things. So, like, Just putting that out there.
Anyway, thank you for hanging out with us. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. We'll see you then. And it won't just be the two of us. There will be more of us, fingers crossed. but thank you for hanging out with us for these past 2 weeks with just the two of us. You can listen to this podcast wherever podcasts can be found. If you want to watch the video version, it's on YouTube. But if you want links and time codes and everything, you got to go to certifiednunas.com, our home on the web, where we have all of that information for every single episode we've ever done. Wild. I know. Oh, and if you want to support this podcast, like all of our incredible supporters out there in the Found family, you can go to patreon.com/certifiednunas. There are Found family on the web. There are people who just love us so much that they just want to keep us going. They get little extra episodes and, you know, little fun things, a movie night every month. We have genuine affection for these people. Like, I know, like, you get some of these content creators that they pretend. Like, they're like, no. every time we get, like, a message from one, Sky and I are always like, woo, look who messaged us. Like, no, like, legit, we love it. Anyway, we thank you for hanging out with us. We hope you come back next week. And as always, keep yourself safe by wearing a mask, wash your hands, and as always, keep enjoying Asian entertainment. Bye.